Tisha B'Av is tomorrow. We're going to be having two minyanim, a 5:30 minyan, and a 7:55 mincha. We finished learning about the laws of the Suda HaMafsekes, all the different customs of this last meal. The Shulchan Aruch now tells us that Apo Pi She'ochel Suda HaMafsekes, even though you ate and finished and benched with your last meal, and based on the words last meal, you think you can't eat anymore, that's not true. Mutter Lachsev Lechel, you can continue to eat after your Suda HaMafsekes is complete. However, there's one condition. Elim kein kibel ala beferush shelo lechel od hayom. The only thing a person needs to do is accept upon themselves clearly that they're not finished eating. However, if they wouldn't have made this declaration, then the halacha would be that you wouldn't be allowed to eat. And on this, the Ramah says, is it really necessary to actually say it? Or perhaps thinking it is sufficient? On this, the Rav Moshe Isserles, who is generally the custom of the Ashkenaz, says, V'kabbalah b'lev einu kabbalah. That which you're thinking, that's in your heart, is not valid. You need to actually say it. You need to actually make the declaration. Clearly, that's the only time a person's allowed to eat afterwards. Now, in this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that not everyone feels that that's the case. For example, according to the opinion of the Bach, as well as the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, they say that that's not the case. That's not necessary to actually make a declaration. In fact, what you think in your heart, in your mind, is a Kabbalah. And therefore, because we have these opinions, such as the Bach and the Gra, we could certainly be lenient, we can be Mekel. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, quoting the words of the Machzis HaShekel, Nachon Yoser Lehasnos Meferush, Repeh, or believe, Shein Mekabel of Atainis Ad Ben Hashmashos. The best bet is that a person should make it their point, make it their business, to actually say the words, that I am not accepting the fast, or at the very least to think it, and therefore that would be fine, because of these kulos, because of these lenient opinions of the Bach as well as the Gra. However, in a situation where a person would not do so, we certainly have room to be makel, to be lenient. Moving on to the next siman, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, what are the things that a person is not allowed to do? There is actually five inuyim, five afflictions on Tisha B'Av, which are similar in nature in halacha to the five on Yom Kippur, but they're for completely separate reasons. For Tisha B'Av, we're going to see these inuyim is a way to acknowledge the destruction of the Churban HaBayis, of the Beis HaMikdash being built and being destroyed. And therefore, that's the reason why we have the upcoming inuyim. On Yom Kippur, the reason for the afflictions is not because we're in sorrow, because Yom Kippur, as the Gemara says, is one of the happiest days. L'hoi yomim tovim Yisrael. Rather, the idea is Yom Kippur is we are like malachim, we're spiritual in nature, and therefore we disassociate ourselves with the physical. However, again, on Tisha B'Av, it's to be able to show our sorrow, our pain, our anguish for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. On this, the Mechaber states, Tisha B'Av Aser Berachitza, that on Tisha B'Av, in addition to not being able to eat or drink, which is certainly one of the five inuyim, also a person is not allowed to have rechitza, which means a person is allowed to take a shower. You can't take a bath on Tisha B'Av, certainly. And not even when a person wakes up in the morning, when we wash typically until our wrists. Here on Tisha B'Av, we only wash up until our knuckles. Vesicha, a person is allowed to anoint themselves with various lotions, which specifically is for one's hana, for one's benefit. Of course, if it's for medical reasons, that's different. Nilas a sandal, which we'll see tomorrow night, people not wearing leather shoes, and finally Tashish Mita, marital relations. So these are the five Inuyim, and there's no reason presented here at all. However, there is for the next one. A person is not allowed to learn any of Tanakh, any of the written Torah. A person is not allowed to learn any of Torah Shebichsav. Not only are they not allowed to learn that on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av rather, he's also not allowed to learn Mishnah or Gemara or Halacha or Gados. Now the question is, why not? What's the problem with learning Torah? Mishim Shnemar, because there's a pasuk, and he quotes the pasuk that says, "Bekudi Hashem Yisharim Misamchi Lev." Very good. That the pasuk says that the learning of Hashem's Torah is Misameach us; it makes us happy. The intellectual pursuit of learning, the stimulation and the conversation of Torah study, is something which brings joy, and therefore, because of this, one is not allowed to learn it on Tisha B'Av. And then he continues with apparently the same halacha, and he says, "V'tinoko shel beis rabin b'talin bo." Also, when it comes to children in school, they're b'talin bo; they have a day off. Now, for us, we give the kids 3 months off of school. Here, the only heter is to have school off on Tisha B'Av. Now, why is it necessary that they need to actually state this halacha? We already know you're not allowed to learn Torah, so why is it necessary for him to quote that children don't have to learn Torah either? So I find a very fascinating Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says, in the name of the Taz, the Isser Shel HaTinokos, why can't children learn on Tisha B'Av? Ein Atam Yishom Shehem Samechim. It has nothing to do with the fact of the pasuk that Torah makes them happy. The Vadai, listen to these words, for sure, Vadai Ein Lehem Simcha. When it comes to a kid, there's no joy. They don't enjoy learning. They're not. Doesn't bring joy and happiness to them. As a principle, I can tell you that when it comes to the month of May, they're already counting down when summer vacation. There's no simcha there. The fact is, if you would maybe want to take away their simcha, then you'd want to teach them Torah. So why then is our tinochos shel beis rabin b'talin bo? Why can't they learn? So the Bir Halacha says, El mishum hamalamed shesomech b'divrei Torah kishlomidim ohem ad kan loshano. He says that it's not because of the students, but in a classroom there's also someone else there, a teacher. For the teacher giving over their lesson, teaching a child Torah, teaching a child something of value, that gives the teacher joy. That gives the teacher simcha. And therefore, because of that, that's the reason why there's no school. Of course, maybe nowadays, teachers are even worse than students when it comes to summer vacation. They're counting down even before, in April, when summer vacation. So I'm not sure if necessarily those halachas apply, but nonetheless, we don't have school anyway because it's summer vacation. Now, one could ask, if it says we're not allowed to learn Torah, we find constantly all these different organizations, such as ourselves, we are showing Torah videos by all the some different renowned speakers from the Chavetz Chaim Heritage Foundation, the OU. So what are we doing? How could they make this mistake? You're not allowed to teach or learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. And the truth is, it depends on what you're learning. For example, after Shacharis on Tisha B'Av, Rabbi Laufer is going to be giving a shiur in Mesechtas Gittin, which talks about the story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. That's okay, because the only problem learning Torah is Torah which will make you besimcha, which will bring joy. But if it's something which has a note, discusses the concepts of the Tisha B'Av, discusses the concepts of the Chorban HaBayis, that will keep you in the proper mindset, and therefore a person is in fact allowed to learn Torah. However, as the Mishnah Berurah and the Mechaber explain, there has to be something which has that direct focus, something which will remind you of remind you of Tisha B'Av. And then the Mishnah Berurah concludes, even things which you're allowed to learn, you can only learn it on the most simplistic level. You're not allowed to learn it on a much more in-depth level, because even something which in itself talks about destruction, however, if you're utilizing all of your mind and you're coming up with great questions and great answers, that also potentially will be a violation of the pasuk "Pekudi Hashem Yisher Misamchi Lev," and therefore such a level of learning we do not do. May we all be zoicha to see the building of the Beis Hamikdash b'mehera v'yameinu.